Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today we will talk about how you can craft your slides better. So in the last two episodes, I already talked about how to prepare presentations and that you need to answer a couple of really key questions before you start with what we are going to speak about today. Now, before we dive into the content, just a reminder, there's just 1 week left. Well, actually, if you listen to this on the Friday, 1 week plus the weekend left to submit an abstract for the Effective Statistician Conference. The conference happens on the 15th, and that will be a great opportunity for you to actually apply all these different things that you learn here. So let's dive into a couple of things in terms of crafting better slides. Now, the first big challenge that I see again and again is that people use the slides more for documentation purposes rather than for presentation purposes. And I can understand that. You need to have something as a pre-read. You need to have something for documentation after the meeting, all these things. Fine. I have a solution for you. Instead of having one slide set, you have two slide sets. One for the presentation and one for the documentation. And yes, you can put everything into the same PowerPoint slide document. You have basically duplicate each slide. So that you have one slide that is for documentation and one slide that is for presentation. And when you do then your presentation, you deliver your presentation, then you just hide all these slides that you use just for documentation purposes. So slides that have all the references in there, all the details in there, maybe long sentences in there, all these kind of different things. Now you can even start with these crowded slides. You know, these slides that you see nearly all business presentations, full of details, long sentences, very crowded, elaborate slides. These slides, although they are done so often, are really, really bad. They're bad for multiple reasons. But the main one is, if you have such a crowded slide, people will focus on the slide and not on you as the speaker. And that is a real big challenge. Yeah, people should listen to you and not read. And we can't do the same thing, to these two things at the same time. So make sure that the focus is on you, not on the slides. So if you want, create all your kind of documentation slides as you usually do, and then duplicate each slide and make the second slide your presentation slide, or create a couple of slides out of that. So how do you start? Start with your main key takeaways. I think it's a very, very good scientific practice that you have these inductive slides. You start with what was the question, what was the introduction, what was the methods, all these kind of different things. Okay for most of the academic slides. But for business presentations, and to be honest, I think also for many academic presentations, it is much better to clearly start with what is the main takeaway. What do you want the audience to do, to think, to believe, to understand in the end? Where do you want to move them? So have a clear, great start into the presentation, usually with a story. Don't start with, I'm Alexander Schacht. Today I will talk about estimates in observational studies, and here's my agenda. No, directly start with the story. People know that who you are. You know, you in most cases. If they don't, then you can actually weave that in after you have started with your story. So start strong with the story. Our study was positive, and here are the key outcomes that we need to think about. So start with that and don't have an agenda slide. I know many of us have learned about you present an agenda in school. I'm not a big fan of it. It is wasted time. You can quickly speak about what to expect. That's fine, but you don't need an agenda slide, especially not for these 10-minute presentations that we mostly do. Generally, less is more. The less is on your slide, the better. For sure, don't have any complete sentences on it. Focus on your key bullet points and maybe one key word subject with a verb. Something like this. But don't have complete sentences on that. People don't want to read, they want to listen. Also, never ever is maybe too strong, but in nearly all cases, avoid tables and use graphics instead. And yes, I know that it takes more time to prepare them. Yes, we're speaking about, do you want to be a good presenter or do you want to be an average presenter? And if you want to be a good one, well, you need to invest a little bit more time into it. And I believe very, very clearly that this will pay off. We have a complete training around all of what I'm talking about here, including also how to make better data visualizations called Winning with Words and Graphs. You can check that out. And I'm also offering a data visualization course that is then delivered specifically to your needs. So if you're interested in that, just connect with me on LinkedIn or write me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com. And of course, the course about winning with words and graphs you can find in the Academy. Just go to the homepage and you'll find the Academy in the menu. The other thing is use pictures. Use visuals. There's so many nice opportunities within PowerPoint to enable to use this. It's usually much better than to use the standard bullet point approach. I'm not a big fan of bullet points. Yeah, you can have some here and there. There's nothing against them, but use them sparingly here and there in your slides. Not every slide is a list of bullet points. Get rid of all these kind of details like footnotes and additional explanations and all these kind of things. These can be in your documentation slides. Avoid them in your presentation slides. And now let's come to the most important part of your slides. Your titles. People naturally read the title first. Well, it's at the top. It's usually bigger than everything else. Make sure that you use that space wisely. Just putting there demographics, disposition, efficacy, or something like this is not helpful. It's a wasted space. Your question that you want to answer with that slide, or your statements that you want to provide the evidence for in your slide, these could be great titles. Usual phase 3 baseline characteristics. No new safety signals. Something like this will definitely be more helpful than these kind of totally generic slide titles. In terms of bullet points, you can also, if you have lots of bullet points, you can break each of these bullet points into a new slide. then you have less on the slide, and you can, for example, have this bullet points that you want to have as the title of the slide, and have a graphic, a visual, something that is emotionally appealing to the audience at the main content of the slide. I very, very much like the rule of three, and you can use that in slides again. The rule of three says that you basically can, you know, very often can kind of condense it to 3 points. Learn, do, reflect. Things like that, yeah? And we always have these three things. We have so many three-letter acronyms around, yeah? We have the three nephews of Donald Duck. Three is everywhere. Use the power of this number three. Another nice thing that you can do on slides is contrast. Do we want to go this route or do we take that road? These are the pros, these are the cons. These are the two different scenarios that we can use. This is what we are doing, this is what the competition is doing. Use contrasts that will make your slides very, very appealing. Okay, I said less is more. Sometimes you can't get around a little bit of a more complex slide. If you do that, please build it step by step and then walk your audience through it. So you first start with maybe the horizontal axis and the vertical axis, and then you add these different lines in there or show things over time, step by step. That will make it much easier for the audience to follow what you're saying. And you can focus the attention of the audience on what you are currently saying. That makes a huge difference. Control the focus of the audience. Now let's go to the end. What I very often see are slides like thank you, Q&A, here are my references. Yes, that is what nearly everybody does, and don't do it. Just because everybody is doing it, don't do it. I highly recommend your last slide has the key takeaways on it and your call to action. What do you want the audience to know, think, believe, do? What was your intention of the presentation in the first place? That should be summarized on there. Like, I want you to approve this or that scenario. I want you to... I want us to have a discussion about these three different design aspects. Whatever. Yeah. So there can be many, many different things. The nice thing is, your slide, your last slide, will usually stay up there during the question and answer session. What do you want to have there? Just a blank slide that says Q&A or thank you? If you have something there that, you know, repeats your message, that is what people will remember because it stays present there. So make sure that you not only have a strong start, but you also have a strong finish. Now, as I said, there's just 1 week left to submit an abstract for the upcoming The Effective Statistician conference in fall this year. It actually happens on the 7th and the 8th and the 11th and the 12th of November 2024. And there you can present your things, your expertise. And we made it really, really simple. You can pre-record your 18-minute presentation. Pre-record. So there's no kind of fuss about how will the technology work, all these kind of different things. What about if the other presenters are running over? No problem with that. And during these 18-minute presentations, when it's just running, you can interact with the audience. You can answer what their questions is. You can provide additional details, all these kind of different things. Super easy because you have already pre-recorded your presentation. By the way, I will also speak a little bit more about how to deliver a presentation in next week's Friday episode. So it would be awesome if I would have more listeners from this podcast presenting their expertise at the fall conference of this year. See you there.